Page 38. It's not all fun and games. X Games athletes could learn a thing or two about safety from contact sports. Action sports superstar Travis Pastrana tells a story about his uncle, Alan Pastrana, who suffered a major concussion near the end of his 2-year tenure as a quarterback for the Denver Broncos in the late 1960s. He was 26 when his NFL career ended. He went from a very tough guy to super emotional, super sensitive, the most huggy man you'd ever see, Travis says. Travis Pastrana doesn't just know about concussions because of his uncle. Travis estimates that he's suffered more than 50 concussions in his own action sports career. "I've had concussions literally on a weekly basis," he says, "and I'm still as normal as possible." Still, Travis, who began riding motocross at 4 years old and is now 28, has had to overcome numerous concussion-related effects: memory lapses, vision loss, weeks of nausea, and months of fatigue. Just a part of the game. Though traumatic head injuries are more often associated with football and hockey, they are an issue that many action sports athletes must also face. But how concussions are perceived around action sports, whose pinnacle event is the X Games, is an altogether different issue. Many athletes say they consider concussions as simply part of the sport, so much so that BMX pioneer Matt Hoffman says it's not really talked about. Travis Pastrana is well aware of the signs to look for from a concussion, yet Pastrana says when doctors ask how an athlete is doing, the response is often dishonest. "You can be about to throw up and so tired you can't even keep your eyes open, and you're like, 'I'm fine, coach, put me in.'" Shifting opinions. Dr. Nia Rauker is used to hearing that kind of deception from action sports athletes. "Nobody listens to you, I've learned," says Rauker, who specializes in traumatic brain injuries and has spent 5 years as a sideline physician for the DUE Tour and UCI, the international BMX team. "It used to be that the football players were the hallmark of concussion and violence in sports," she says. "Action sports athletes are the ones who should be the benchmark now for bad head injuries." Multiple medical experts say the first step for athletes in any sport after suffering a head injury is to immediately remove themselves from competition so they can be examined. The X Games policy calls for athletes who are suspected of suffering concussions to be removed from competition until they are evaluated by a trained medical professional. A head for safety. To some, the issue of head injuries in action sports boils down to wearing a helmet. Yet, helmets are not a cure-all, says Dr. Ruben Ekamendia, who has studied head injuries for decades. "Modern helmets are designed to protect against skull fracture, but not to absorb force so that it doesn't fully reach the brain," Ekamendia says. "There's really no data to suggest that in actual use, helmets reduce the number of concussions," he says. Pastrana says that after doing his own research, he's found that an athlete can continue a career even after suffering multiple concussions because he has done it. But Pastrana adds that he also has a friend who suffered his first concussion while skateboarding, seemed fine, later had a seizure, and now is pretty much brain dead. "For me, I'm on the side of, you know what you're getting into. Just understand it better and know what the signs are," Pastrana says. "You can make that call for yourself." Vocabulary focus. Concussion. Lapse. Nausea. Pinnacle. Hallmark. Benchmark. Cure-all.